game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We were just listening to J.B. Pritzker. So you've got the Texas Democrats fleeing to the state of Illinois to find refuge in the sanctuary state for dumb Democrats. Those are my words. And then you've got J.B. Pritzker fleeing to, is Colbert in New York? Or is he in L.A.?
I think he's New York.
Does it even matter?
No way, he is.
He's in New York. I was thinking he was in New York. He's going there and he's making his case to the people on the Colbert Show about why Illinois' gerrymandering is different. He says they did it within the census schedule, and that makes it a little bit different. Let's talk to our friend Congressman Darren LaHood, representing Illinois' 16th District, also a member of the Ways and Means Committee, the House Intel Committee, and the Select Committee on the CCP. Congressman, thanks for being with us today. Good to have you back.
Annie, great to be with you. Always fun to be with your listeners.
We appreciate you very much, so. I said this earlier in the week. Illinois is having a banner week in the national news right now, and the gross hypocrisy of the Illinois Democrat Party is on full display, but I don't think the Illinois Democrats even realize it.
Well, you're 100% right, Annie. This is pure hypocrisy. And how rich is it that J.B. Pritzker is inviting Texas lawbreakers to come to Illinois when we have literally the worst gerrymandered state in the entire country. Now, that's not just me saying it or politicians. Princeton University, Yale University has looked at all this redistricting. Illinois is the worst gerrymandering in the country. And think about it. In the presidential election, Donald Trump got 45% of the vote, didn't win Illinois, but it should proportionally reflect in our congressional district. So we should have 7 or 8 Republican members, but we don't, because J.B. Pritzker passed a blatantly partisan gerrymandered map and made it 14-3. So this is absolutely ridiculous. It's a poster child for what's wrong with redistricting, and he needs to be called out on it. And to your point, even Colbert made him look at the map and try to justify that.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing here. But I know, as an interviewer, you know, Congressman, you and I probably agree on pretty much everything policy wise. But if something was being lobbed at you and you were having to fight off attacks, when I ask you a tough question, you get the opportunity to answer that question and speak to the criticism that is out there. In my opinion, as an interviewer, that's what I observed on Colbert, because J.B. Pritzker felt he could address that issue in a comfortable way in front of a comfortable audience. I mean, I'll ask you this question as somebody who has survived gerrymandering in the state of Illinois. Is what Texas is doing and trying to do, is this turnabout's fair play in Texas? Or if it's wrong in Illinois, it should be wrong in Texas?
Well, we need to be consistent. I don't want to get into a case where it's a race to the bottom. I've been a supporter of the Fair Map Commission in Illinois. But when you have J.B. Pritzker doing what he's doing, I mean, I think all things need to be on the table then if they're going to draw gerrymandered maps. Because let's not forget, Annie, what did the Democrats do in Illinois? It's politicians picking their voters instead of voters picking the politicians. And it's gerrymandering is bad across the board. I know Republicans do that in some states, but if they're going to continue to do what they did in Illinois, why shouldn't Texas or other states that, by the way, remember, Texas has gained 2.5 million people over the last 5 or 6 years. So they have a justifiable reason to do redistricting because they've added a lot of population. I would note that a lot of those are from Illinois, people fleeing J.B. Pritzker to go to places like Texas and Florida. So I think it's fair game when you see what Illinois and California and others have done.
We're speaking with Congressman Darren LaHood. You represent Illinois' 16th district. I did see on X that you have announced that you are running once again for that seat that you currently hold. Some people had discussed your possibility of your name in a governor race. It seems as though you want to return to Congress, and I wish you very well in that. I'm wondering if you think that right now, you mentioned Illinois is 40% red. And there's nobody in the country, especially the people who don't pay attention to flyover country in the news, there's nobody in the country who really realizes that 45% of voters in the state of Illinois will choose to vote red. Is there any possibility in 2026 that we see a more representative result of the election that would match the constituency of the state?
Well, absolutely. I'm convinced that we can turn Illinois red. We've been a purple state in the past. But listen, J.B. Pritzker he's putting his own political ambitions. He thinks he can be president, which is absolutely delusional. And running for a third term is going to come with lots of pitfalls. And we've seen that across the country where people thought they could run for third terms. Go back to Mario Cuomo in New York, thought he would run for a third term and got beat by George Pataki. Now, I know that was a while ago. That's a Democrat state. We're going to have a good candidate or multiple candidates running in Illinois on the Republican side. The vast majority of Illinoisans don't believe in higher taxes. Right now, Annie, we lead the country, Illinois does, in out-migration of people leaving. That's what we lead in. So we have the second highest combined state and federal taxes in Illinois. We continue to lose companies and businesses because of the policies in Illinois, high property taxes. We have the fourth largest amount of illegal immigrants, 500,000, and we're not a border state. So for all these reasons and many others, I think we're going to have change in Illinois, and I look forward to helping to bring that change and boot J.B. Pritzker.
Oh, I 100% hope that we're able to pull that out. Speaking with Congressman Darren LaHood. Congressman, so I'm hearing the president talk about fair votes. Of course he wants election integrity. Nobody's talking about it more from a consequential standpoint, but also in a future standpoint. How do we secure our elections? Is there anything that Congress can do or that the president can do to ensure that we get one person, one vote, that maybe the gerrymandering in states like Illinois and Texas, if they decide to take it beyond the point of representative of the constituency, they take it to the gerrymandering spot as well. But then also, the people who are being counted in these states that aren't actually citizens, I think that's something that needs to be looked at as well.
100% on that, Annie. Let me just tell you, the what you have to do, and I think this will be one of our legislative agenda items for the fall when we get back in the Congress, is our election integrity bill. So what would this do? It first of all requires a national ID to vote at the federal level. We need that. Some states have gone that direction. We clearly need that in Illinois. Secondarily, it doesn't allow same-day registration where you can go to these college campuses and, you know, get people to register that day and vote without checking whether they're registered in other places. Third, it requires you that you have to vote where your license says you live. So, again, if you're on a college campus at Southern Illinois or University of Illinois or another campus, you have to vote where your license says you vote, which is usually at home in suburban Chicago or suburban St. Louis or wherever that is. I mean, and then it's cleaning up the voter rolls, and it gets to your point about illegals being on the voter roll. So it goes into places like Cook County and has a thorough federal audit by the Department of Justice where we clean up those rolls. We make sure that citizens are voting, and we double check all of that information. That's what, in my view, will have the biggest impact. I have full confidence, Annie, that we can pass that in the House. The Senate may be a little bit more difficult because they have the filibuster over there, but I have a lot of confidence we're going to get passed in the House. Mike Johnson has put this as a priority. This will help us, I think, give us the greatest amount of help for the 26th election.
So, Congressman LaHood, is it possible, I've heard Ron DeSantis talk about this out of Florida, is it possible that we could have a midstream census taking in the next year or two to reconfigure the responsibility that each of these states and that the federal government has towards the people where they can meet the needs of the citizens of this country. Is that even a realistic idea?
Well,
game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's remote at this point. It hasn't been done. It's really unprecedented. Now, it's going to cost money to do that because it costs money to do the census. You got to do it the right way. It takes time to do that. You got to get ramped up to do that. And it's so that we haven't done that in the past. I think it would be whether we want to expend the resources to do that at the federal level. And I think there would have to be some justifiable reason. Now, if you know, these states start like, you know, Illinois, you know, Pritzker's talking about redrawing. If we go down this path where everyone's redrawing the districts, I think clearly that could be a reason for doing it. But that has not yet got any traction at the federal level. I think we'll wait and see what happens in Texas first.
All right. Well, we want to appreciate you and tell you how grateful we are for your time today. We know that recess has been established for Congress. Of course, in the Senate, there's some frustration there because of that. What does it look like for you, Congressman LaHood, when you get back to your district in August and you listen to the constituents of your district? What kind of things do you hear?
I've been traveling around my district for the last 2 weeks here and talking to a lot of farmers in my district. We're going to have a record crop, corn and soybeans. We need to pass a farm bill, so we're working. I've been hearing a lot on our farm bill and getting that done. That has to get done by beginning of September when we get back. Our ag communities are commodity prices are not where they're at. Some of that has to do with tariffs and taxes, so I've been talking a lot about that. I will say this, Annie. People are thrilled on what we've done on the southern border. President Trump got elected, I think, on two issues, fixing the unmitigated disaster at our southern border and turning around the economy. You know, illegal crossings are down 96%. We've codified Remain in Mexico. We've gotten rid of catch and release. We are changing the trajectory of illegal immigration in this country for the better. We're sending criminals back to their country of origin. So I've heard a lot from my constituents on how proud and happy they are with that. I will also say this, Annie. We're at a record enrollment of people that want to go into the military, whether it's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. We've beat expectations. What better sign that we're turning around the country that young men and women want to go into the military because they believe in our country again? So those are a few things I'm hearing back on. Obviously, the economy still has to turn around. The One Big Beautiful Bill is going to help, but we need to get that implemented, which we will over the next 6 months to a year, and hopefully in a year from right now as we're heading into 26, inflation will be down, interest rates will be down, energy prices will be down, and we'll put the country back on the path that we need to be to live the American dream and fulfill the campaign promises that got us elected and put us in office.
Keep fighting, Congressman LaHood. We know that you are representing Illinois and the Republicans very well in the in Congress, and we look forward to having you back, and we look forward to watching your campaign. Make sure you secure the 16th once again.
Thank you, Annie. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Thanks so much. Congressman Darren LaHood. I really like the idea of redoing the census, but I know that it's an albatross to go through and do something like that.
It's going to take Trump. It's going to take him getting behind that effort.
Throw some of that tariff dollars at it. You want to talk about investing in the future of America?
Yeah.
Recount.
Well, he said at the beginning of that interview there, Texas has gained 2.5 million people since the last census, which was just a couple years ago. So there has been an incredible amount of migration, partially because of COVID, partially because of politics, and partially just because of the way people move. But this would be a justified time to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right. We want to know from you in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll for today. Which scandal are you most interested in getting the full story? No, there's not in all of the above, so don't ask for it. You have to pick one. And then you can comment to your heart's content why it was a difficult choice and why you might have picked the other ones. But we have all A-list headline stories, scandals that have been in existence that we've been talking about for a long time. They're all kind of coming to a head in public right now. And this Trump administration, they are on it. Which one do you want the most? I know you want them all, but which one do you most want the full story? Russiagate, Epstein, AutoPen, or COVID? Go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry and vote in the live broadcast. We'll be right back in a minute.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.